Justin, what do you think is going on here?
I don't know. I'm looking for answers. I know one thing, we're not playing together. I think that's an obvious answer. I don't know.
Tom said after the game that he felt the defense, you know, had a pretty good first half. But then when those problems on offense mount, does it kind of spread to the other side of the ball because you're in tough positions?
I don't know if we had a good first half or not. We still gave up 17 points in the first half and weren't able to stop any of the bleeding in the second half. And I mean, you know, I've always been taught on defense it doesn't really matter what the offense does. If you have, you know, yardage to stand by, you got to stand. And, you know, the years we've had success as a team is the years when offense is not playing their best, and defense picks them up and makes a play and kind of gets the momentum swung. When defense not playing their best, offense makes a play and kind of gets the momentum swung. You know, so we got to find a way to do that. You know, our offense is struggling right now. Defense is struggling right now. This team is struggling right now. We got to have somebody step up and create a spark and just find. I mean, you know, I want to sit up here and say we're better than the 0-3 team that we are, but you know, the facts are the facts. We're 0-3 and. You know, we got a huge hill to climb.
Justin, was there any point in the game where you may be concerned about the effort?
I want to say no, because you can look at people's faces and you just see the straw in their faces, the disbelief, the shock. But, I mean, you know, I can't judge another man's effort. I can only judge my effort. And I've been awarded all these guys for a long time, and you know I know that these guys really want to win, and I know they deserve better than 0-3 right now.
Do you think psychologically the team was stuck in that shot?
Maybe. I think you know when you're going out there and you're trying your best, and the things just aren't going your way, is you start looking, asking questions why, and. But for us, man, we can't afford to let ourselves hold our heads down. You know, this game is behind us now. There's nothing that we can say or do to rewrite that pass. But we got a lot of games left to play, and that's what we got to keep fighting. You know, that's cliche, but that's reality too. And that starts with Kansas City heading right now. We gotta find a way to create a spark. I think every year that we've had slow starts, somebody somewhere, we've created a spark. And you know, I think a lot of times we get up and we say the right things and we practice hard and you know we listen to the coaches, but I don't know, there's something missing right now. And you know, we gotta look ourselves in the mirror and figure out what that is. Because if it isn't ugly now, it definitely can get uglier. And none of us want that. You know, I trust and believe that this team will continue to fight. I know our coaching staff will continue to fight. And, you know, that's what we got to do. I mean, like I said, we're in a huge hole right now.
Do you think this season is salvageable?
Sure it is. Why wouldn't it be?
The history of only three teams making the playoffs.
I don't really believe in history that much. I really don't. I think, you know, that's one of the bad things about us. We keep looking at our history. Keep looking at, oh, well, we did this. This is a new team, and we got to find what this team is about. And you will. Soon.
You don't have two more questions.
You're right.
So what are you going to be looking for this week?
Having a good week of practice. That's where you got to start. Making sure guys' spirits are up, making sure they understand it's still a long season. And as bad as we're playing right now, you know, we still have a great shot at doing anything and everything that we wanted at the beginning of the year. It's a lot tougher road than what it would have been if we, you know, came out and got a win today. But, you know, this team is, we're full of fighters, and it's never being quit. It's a never out of it attitude, man. We just got to find a way to get a win, find a way to get, you know, create a spark.
How hard is it to fight like a cruise control type mode? Are you guys
cruise control.
And you guys have been able to fight out of that hole. So it's hard to get out of that when you've been in that position of fighting it out so many times.
I don't think so. I don't see any cruise control whatsoever. We are a desperate football team, and I don't like using the word desperate, but right now we're desperate. You know, things haven't went our way, and we just got our butts handed to us on the road, and it's going to be a lot of soul searching. It's a lot of looking in the mirror to figure out, you know, how I as a team leader can step my play up, and how I as a team leader can, you know, push guys to be, you know, do better. It starts with, you know, us, and you know, it's not going to be any pointing of fingers. It's going to be going out there and working, and that's the only way I know how to dig myself out of a hole like this.
All right, thanks, Justin.
No problem.